Derek, thank you very much for making time for us here. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
And I hope good means all aspects of life, and you're welcome. We'll welcome you to this program anytime. How are you feeling? How are you physically right now? How is life in general?
Yeah, it's been different times with this COVID stuff going on, and body's starting to feel better, and kids are growing fast, and three young kids that keep me on my toes and keep me and my wife busy. So it's been a lot of fun seeing them grow fast.
Yeah, you've got an extra one from me, but I know the challenge wholeheartedly, so I can completely relate on that level. What has been the track back to health for you? How has it looked since we last spoke?
It's definitely been challenging at times. You know, I have good couple weeks, month, and then get some spasming. Shoulder still bothers me quite a bit, but other than that, not getting beat up every day playing, and it's been good. My body's starting to recover, and I'd be lying to you if I'd say that everything's perfect in my neck and shoulder, but it's better than it was, that's for sure.
Do you have an idea of where you hope to get to? Maybe it's not 100%, but with your neck and shoulder specifically, do you have an idea of, hey, if I can get to here, this is where I would really like to be, I'd be in a good place?
Yeah, I think I got to, get a shoulder surgery. And then, obviously it's hard to try and time and pick a good time, when transitioning in careers and with a lot going on in life with young kids. And, my wife had some health complications a few months ago that are under control, but, it's hard to, go under the knife and get my shoulder fixed. But once I get my shoulder fixed, it'll be good from there.
I'm glad to hear that things are looking better for your wife's health as well. Derek Dorsett, former Vancouver Canuck, joining us this morning in your home of Canucks Hockey, Sportsnet 650. The last time we spoke and we talked about your career, you said, hey, I wouldn't change a thing. I know that it cost me physically, and I know that may be a burden I carry for the rest of my life, but I was willing to pay that price. Now that you're further removed, do you look at it any differently now, Derek?
No. I was talking with some friends, I think it was just this past weekend, and I said I'd do it all over again if I could. If I could go back another 10, 15 years, I would do it all over again for sure. Obviously, sometimes I think as you grow up and you get older and you get a little bit wiser and stuff, maybe there's some things that I wouldn't say I would change, but, I'd have looked after some of, injuries a little bit different, but I would do it all over a million times over again, for sure.
We've always appreciated your candor in these conversations, so we would have you back anytime, but part of the relevance with which we bring you back on today is we're trying to understand what Michael Ferland's going through, and I know everybody's different and every situation is different, and he's dealing with a different issue than you were. But we're trying to get more relatable context for the decision he is trying to make. What was that decision like for you, Derek, when you were trying to figure out whether you could continue given all of the injuries and health concerns you had?
Well, it's obviously, the hardest decision that I ever had to make, and I know it'll be the hardest decision that he's going to have to make. Obviously, I think health is number one. At the end of the day, you are playing a game, you are playing a sport. Yes, I understand there's money involved. It's a business. I get that. But at the same time, you got to look out for your well-being and, as being an athlete and as, sitting in the situation that I'm sitting in now, I know that, you know, it would be the hardest decision to make, because there's no one more than a competitor than, you know, I wanted to continue to play. I still want to play, you know, so I know that he's sitting there. I know that he wants to play. But at the same time, you got to make sure you're healthy, you're safe. And, you know, he's got kids, you know, I had kids, and, you know, you got to start looking at it in the perspective of a parent. It's not just about you anymore. And it's, you know, you got people that rely on you. And so it's definitely going to be the hardest decision of his life. You know, and I think, you know, my recommendation and my advice would be just take time and make sure that you're in the right spot. And, you know, it hasn't been easy, you know, me transitioning out of hockey. And, you know, it was hard for me to watch for a year. You know, a lot of people, you know, when I was a player, I always said I wanted to stay in the game and be in the game. And, you know, when I left the game, I had some opportunities to do that. And it was hard for me to watch hockey. It was hard for me to even, you know, take my kids, you know, to the rink and watch them play, just because it brought up so many memories and it was emotional. And it wasn't any bitterness against the game, but it definitely was the hardest thing that I've had to do in my life, is, you know, going through that. And, you know, so it's not an easy, you know, decision. It made it easier when, you know, the doctor told me that, you know, he wasn't going to clear me to play, you know, that it wasn't, you know, wasn't much of a choice for me. So, you know, obviously I, you know, I hope nothing but the best for him. And it's not an easy transition. You know, I always thought I had a lot of, you know, different passions, and, you know, I real estate and, you know, businesses and stuff like that outside of the game. And so I thought my transition was going to be a lot easier than it actually turned out to be. And, you know, I still miss the game dearly. I miss being with the guys. I miss competing. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to do, a transition from sport to real life, I guess, is a way to put it.
No, it's a very good way to put it. Derek Dorsett joining us here this morning. What's your level of involvement with the game right now?
Actually, I've been actually helping a high school hockey team here in Columbus. You know, I keep very close tabs on what's going on with a lot of my old teammates and teams that I played for, and, you know, involved in a little bit of the Blue Jackets alumni down here since I'm living here. And, you know, taking my kid to the rink, I'm not coaching yet. I let him get a couple years in, without me. And then, you know, obviously I take him to the rink and help him out when his team aren't playing. And, but I've been helping a high school hockey team, assistant coach for that. And, we're just starting kind of getting geared up. End of the month will be the tryouts. And so that's been a lot of fun, but, yeah, so that's, kind of my involvement right now. And, you know, I'd like to get back into the game, when things kind of normalize and get back to normal. And, you know, so we'll see where things go.
I want to go back to the decision-making process for a second, when you ultimately had to get surgery, because to get to where you got to, and especially with the way you played, the way Michael Ferland plays for that matter, Derek, you had to silence all of those people that always told you, you're not going to get there, you're not going to be good enough, and you had to say, I'll show you, and you did that, and you got there. And along the way, there are injuries and there are things you say, I can continue to play through that, and I will prove everybody wrong. How difficult is it to separate yourself from that mentality when you're making a decision of this magnitude?
Well, I think the first time, you know, and trust me, I've laid in bed at night a lot thinking about a lot of different things, you know, the road of, you know, the initial surgery, and, you know, a lot of people doubting that I'd be able to play this, the game that I always played, and you know that I was going to be the extra forward that the Canucks, you know, were possibly going to buy me out, and you know when I got back and healthy, and so on and so forth, and you know, and then as an athlete, you train so hard and you work so hard and you block all that noise out, and you commit to a rehab schedule that, you know, is intense, is hard. You know, there was a lot of roller coaster moments, ups and downs in that rehab, where, you know, I would have two, three good days of rehab, and then all of a sudden, you know, you'd tweak something else, you know, that wasn't even related to the injury, and so I put a lot of hard work and time in with, you know, the training staff and, you know, Rich Alberini, Graham and Zarno and guys like that, you know, Roger and, you know, Brian Marshall. And, you know, there's times where, you know, you doubt that you were going to be ever able to do it, get back to where you were. And then, you know, one of the things that I'm proudest of is, you know, I came back out and I was playing my best hockey. You know, I was playing 18, 19, you know, 19 minutes, 15 minutes. And, you know, I was scoring. I was, you know, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, at the time, you know, when I re-injured myself and, you know, I had to, you know, ultimately make that decision and step away, you know, that was, you know, I was proud that I left on playing my best hockey. But now sometimes when I'm sitting there, it's like, well, I wish, you know, I wish I could still be playing and doing that. So, yeah, it's like I said, it's a hard way to go. But, you know, I'm proud of, you know, the career that I had, you know, being a seventh round draft pick as a 19 year old, a year after my draft, and, you know, playing over 500 games in the National Hockey League, going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and, you know, getting to play in, you know, Columbus, which was a great city for me to get my teeth, you know, in, and then going to the New York Rangers and playing in Madison Square Garden and going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then dream come true, getting traded to a Canadian city and being able to play in a Canadian market was, you know, I'm very proud of that. And I know, you know, my family's proud of it. And, you know, so it's something, you know, there's a lot of things in my career that people won't ever be able to take away from me that I'll cherish forever.
And most of us can't relate to those things because we never got to a level of sports that you did in that description you just gave. But I think everyone can relate to having to make a life-changing decision, which you had to make. And those people that are close to you that have always been on your side of, nope, I can overcome, and they say, yes, you can. Who was your sounding board in those moments when you're trying to make that decision, those people you trust the most?
Well, I think, you know, I'm fortunate. I had, you know, I have, you know, a good support group and people that believed in me, and, you know, people that know me that I'm a passionate guy, and that, you know, my wife, obviously, and, you know, my kids were, you know, young at the time. You know, my daughter wasn't even born yet, and, you know, but, you know, I think that's one of the saddest things, I guess, of it all, is that, you know, I wish my kids were old enough to, that they could have experienced and actually understood, you know, where I was at in the pinnacle of my career. And, you know, but, you know, they talk about it. My boys, they're getting to the age where they're starting to understand that, you know, I played in the NHL, and, but, you know, I, you know, my family, my mom, my dad, you know, the Dorset side of the family, we don't really, you know, talk about it as much, but I mean, you know, things like that, you know, but I know everyone's proud, and, you know, if there was things that were bothering me, I knew I could, you know, say it. And, but, you know, the Canucks organization was, you know, they handled it great. You know, my teammates were awesome. You know, they, when I went through it, they, you know, lots of times, you know, teams, they, you know, guys just disappear and they don't stick around. And, you know, I know the Twins said, you know, Dorsch is going to be allowed to, you know, come to practices and games. And so, you know, that year that I stepped away, I still went to all the games. I still got to, you know, be around the locker room, be around the guys, and you know, that helped a lot for sure.
Well, I can tell you, you're still very much appreciated here. We've got texts rolling in as we're conducting this interview, just wishing you the best and saying how much people miss you here in Vancouver. Also had a good question that I wanted to end with, came from one of our listeners who said, would Derek be interested in working with the NHL in the future as a liaison for players going through these types of challenges and these decisions?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I'd like to get back into the NHL and hockey, and whether that's, you know, player development or coaching or whatever it may be. But, you know, I know that's one of the, you know, the best things, and, you know, the things that I've actually saved is, you know, the text messages that I received from, you know, people that I really looked up to growing up as a kid, and even, you know, other teams' coaches and managers that reached out, and other players around the league that reached out that I didn't really have affiliation with other than playing against them and them probably not really liking me when I played against them. So, you know, yeah, I'd definitely be open to, you know, I wouldn't say I'd have to work for the league, but if there's any time there's, you know, players that are transitioning or going through it, I would be more than happy to help in any possible way I can, you know, and not even just the NHL players. There's, you know, there's junior hockey kids that go through things, and, you know, I've always tried to, you know, be a leader and someone that will help someone that's in need of help. And so if people reach out to me, I try and help out in any possible way that I can, that's for sure.
I'm not surprised by that, and I'm not surprised. This was another great conversation today. I know you're not where you want to be health-wise, but I hope you're getting closer to that day by day. Glad to hear that your wife is doing better on the health front as well. Hey, Derek, we wish you all the best, man, and we will pick up the phone and give you a call again. Thank you very much for making time.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. Thanks.